Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gorman's artwork One Another. The date today is the 30th of September 2009 and the time is 3:20 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
My name's Amanda Broomhall, I'm 38 and I come from Swindon in Wiltshire.
And how are you today?
I'm okay, a bit nervous, but generally I'm okay.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, I didn't apply straight away. I applied during July, after seeing what a fantastic opportunity it was for ordinary people to have their moment in the spotlight.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, what happened then?
Oh, it was fantastic. I could not believe that I'd been allocated an hour on the plinth. It was, and especially at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a fantastic time. And I mean, at that point, panic sets in because you apply hoping, but never dreaming you will actually manage to get your hour. So, I mean, everything went a bit manic at that point. And it's been full on preparation since then.
And how did you decide how you wanted to spend your hour?
Well, that really wasn't a difficult decision. I'm passionate about issues surrounding infertility, having been an egg donor and a surrogate many times in the past, and I felt it was a perfect and ideal opportunity to raise awareness of these two emotive issues.
And you said there was lots of practicing and preparation that was going to happen. What were you preparing?
Well, I've got a display board showing details because I run a free support service for those couples, singles, who are experiencing infertility. Free resource pack where we signpost and give emotional and practical support. So the display board will signpost them to the web address. I'm wearing logoed clothing so that it can be picked up on the webcam, and I'm planning on taking phone calls whilst I'm on the plinth advising people live.
And how come you came to be passionate about this particular issue?
Well, I was asked to donate my egg several years ago for somebody that couldn't have children because she'd had premature ovarian failure. And I went into it not really realising what was involved. And when I came out the other side, she's got a beautiful daughter. And it was one of the best things that I've ever done. Now, it's not actually that difficult for me to give birth, hence why I've gone and done it so many times. So surrogacy was the next step, really. And I'm still continuing with surrogacy today.
And what is that like to be a surrogate mother?
It's the most wonderful thing in the world. It's absolutely fantastic. I gave birth about 11 weeks ago, and the difference I've made to that family. Prior to that, I've had two sets of twins as well as my own children, and the joy that's been brought to those families is just, you just can't measure it. It's if I died tomorrow, people would remember me for that. That's the best thing I've ever done with my life.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself as well, sort of maybe a little bit about where you're from?
Oh, right. Well, I come from Swindon in Wiltshire, not originally. I was born and brought up in Berkshire, Hampshire, Berkshire border, moved to Swindon in 2000. I've got two children, Bernadette, who's 11, and probably incredibly embarrassed that I've mentioned her name, and Thomas, who's 9, both conceived and born very easily. I work in education and I'm passionate about opportunities for all, and work for the WEA, which is the oldest provider of voluntary education in the UK. And I look after the whole of Wiltshire, providing education to those that would otherwise be excluded.
And what was your route into this field of work?
Well, when I left school, 1980, I didn't really have a direction. I didn't really have a direction at all. And then I was a bit haphazard when I went to work in a bank, and I worked for a crane hire company, and was a debt collector. And I did all these weird and wonderful jobs, and then decided that it was about time that I actually channeled my efforts into helping people. Well, I then went and became a supported housing officer. helping young mums, teaching them how to look after themselves and their babies and run a home. Then when I got a teaching qualification to formalise what I was doing, then went on into computer work and taught computers for the WEA, and then from there went on to become their area manager.
And how do you enjoy working in education?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's so fulfilling seeing people that otherwise wouldn't achieve much, and they go and they fulfil their potential and they get jobs and they look happier and their self-esteem and their confidence has risen. And it's wonderful to see the change. You can follow them through their journeys and they go on and the ambition grows, and it's just wonderful.
And what's your role in within education? You said you're responsible for the whole of Wiltshire.
Well, working for the WEA, we put on courses for adults. It's not in a formal college setting or a school setting, it's within the community. So when people come to us and say, we'd really like to do a course on X, Y and Z, I find them a tutor and I find them a venue and I put the course on for them. So it's demand led and they learn what they require, what they want, what they need to learn. So that could be something as diverse as Spanish cookery, basic skills, reading and writing, English for speakers of other languages, looking after your children, preparing for old age, budgeting, flower arranging, art appreciate. There's so many subjects. Being based in Wiltshire, we've got a lot of archaeology courses because people want to learn about archaeology. We've got Stonehenge, we've got Roman Salisbury, and they want to learn about the history of the towns and their surrounding areas. There's just so many subjects to cover.
And how about in your personal sort of time? How do you like to spend your time?
Well, I'm passionate about animal welfare. For many years I was the homing and welfare officer for Cats Protection League in North Wiltshire, and from then I then went on and became heavily involved in animal welfare for the RSPCA local branch in Swindon. Although I'm no longer directly involved with them, I do some work for Daneline, and I rescue foster Great Dane dogs. And I've still got a house full of very ancient, old, decrepit animals. And that, you know, it's just always mayhem in our house, always mayhem.
And what is it about the animal welfare sort of cause that you became passionate about?
I became very aware that people have these animals while they're cute and they're cuddly and they're gorgeous. But as they get older, they lose their appeal. And all too often, older animals get put on the scrap heap, and that's not fair, because an older animal has more love and more commitment to give you than a younger animal. Now, I've got cats ranging in age from 12 years, that's my youngest, to 24 years of age, and I never once dreamt when I took that cat in 21 years ago that I would still have it. And it just goes to show, with nature and nurture working together, the animals can give you a very long and happy life together.
If I can go back to the surrogate part of your life at the moment, can I ask how old you were when you had your first surrogate?
Oh, when I first had my first surrogate baby, I was 31. I was 31, and I have to say that it's the best decision that I've ever made. It's absolutely fantastic. Obviously, I'm too old now to give eggs, but I can still continue to give a fetus a warm and fruitful womb to grow in.
And do you think you'll have any more babies this way?
Absolutely, absolutely. As yet, nothing has stopped me. I continue to produce babies very, very easily. I don't let it, I mean, up until I had the last baby in May of this year, and I didn't take more than 2 weeks off work. It's not difficult having children. Some people are like that. And as long as there's no long-term damage or implications for me as a person, then I will continue helping as long as I'm able to.
How many children have you given birth to? Can I ask?
2, 4, 5, 6, 9. And I will continue going for as long as it's healthy for me to do so. I suspect Mother Nature will come knocking at my door at some point and say, Amanda, excuse me. But she hasn't yet. I think the engage sign's up, and I'm not prepared to answer the door anyway at the moment. I just keep going as long as I can.
Do you know any other women who do this?
Yeah, I run this support site, and I run the support site with another lady who's giving birth in about 2 hours' time, which is why she's not here today. She's giving birth to her seventh surrogate baby. And we have, there must be seven or eight ladies I'm personally involved with through the site or through, they're my friends. And we all work together and support each other, helping create families all over the UK.
And can I ask about your own family now? Did you say you have two children?
I have two children, Bernadette and Thomas.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what do they think about you taking part in one another?
They think it's fantastic. My daughter is a little bit embarrassed, but my son thinks it's well fab mum. Daughter says, please don't mention you know me. So sorry, Bernie. But my son thinks it's fantastic, and I'll watch you like on the PC, mum, is what he said.
And do they support the cause as well that you're supporting?
They think it's absolutely wonderful. They go to school, and my son is really, well, he's funny. He doesn't really understand the biology of it, but he says things to his teacher. Like, he's just got a new teacher, and this was funny because he went in and he said, mum's just had another baby. And the teacher went, oh, that's lovely. What does your daddy think about it? And he says, oh, it's not daddy's, but he's fine about it. out of the mouths of babes. I mean, my daughter's just done sex education at school. And they've just done how babies are made. And she's adamant that babies are not made that way. That's disgusting. Babies are made in dark rooms in London with Egyptian gynecologists. So yeah, they're very supportive. They like the whole surrogacy thing. They think it's absolutely brilliant. Although, as my daughter says, I'm not going to do that when I grow up, mum, because I don't want to look like you do. And I went, well, what's the matter with me? She said, but you get fat ever so regularly. She said, every year you get fat and then you get thin. She said, and I can't be doing with buying all those clothes, she says.
And you're taking part in one another today. What kind of experience do you hope to get out of it?
I'd like to raise awareness of the whole surrogacy egg donation movement, because for some couples, it's the only way they're ever likely to become parents. And some people try for years and years and years to become parents. I mean, a couple of the ladies I've helped, 20 years one of them's been trying to have a baby, 20 years. And she's well over 40 now. But, you know, surely after trying 20 years, she deserves a family. And nature hasn't been very kind to her. But with my help, it only took her 9 months, and she's just so happy. The difference. And for some couples, that's the only way they'll ever become parents. So, and not enough people know about it. But there's a growing band of women out there who are happy to help people become parents.
And what does being a parent bring to your life that you understand the importance of it?
Well, being a parent completes you. Well, it completed me. You can't describe the way you feel when you have children, and it's an absolutely fantastic feeling. And for somebody that's waited that amount of time and gone through that much pain and hardship, to actually become a family makes you feel complete.
How do you find it emotionally when you hand the baby over? Is that...
That's the best bit. It's absolutely fantastic. The buzz. I think it's that moment people say, oh, that must be very hard. No. That is the best bit. And that's what keeps me coming back. Seeing their faces, knowing I've done that. The doctors couldn't do it. The professors, the scientists, nobody could help them have a baby. I could. And that just, the buzz is just, well, it's a real adrenaline rush. It really is.
And is there anything else that you would like to add before you go and stand out there on the fourth thing? Is there anything else that you'd like to say before you do?
Well, this is a fantastic opportunity, and thank you, whoever masterminded it. Thank you very much, because it's just a marvellous opportunity, and they don't come along every day.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.